in the limelight.
Whether we are alone in the universe or not, the truth is that both scenarios can be equally frightening. However, humanity has a duty to keep searching for alien life as much as it can. This has become the ultimate goal for space agencies like SpaceX and NASA, and hopefully we will receive an irrefutable answer soon. With trillions of galaxies out there, and each of them having billions of stars, it's practically impossible for our planet to be the only one hosting life. Not to mention that more and more scientists are seriously considering the idea that much more universes exist beyond our own. Therefore, a new project intends to solve the mystery once and for all. SETI Institute and the Very Large Array Radio Observatory in New Mexico, United States, will collaborate for the upcoming project, and they will be sweeping the whole visible sky for extraterrestrial life. This is a world premiere and an efficient way of looking for signs of intelligent life. Stay with us for an interesting article concerning this issue under the heading Astronomers to Sweep Entire Sky for Signs of Extraterrestrial Life. The article has been taken from the British newspaper The Daily Mirror. Stay with us. Astronomers will sweep the entire sky for signs of extraterrestrial life for the first time, using 28 giant radio telescopes in an unprecedented hunt for alien civilizations. The project is a collaboration between the privately funded SETI Institute and the Very Large Array Observatory in New Mexico, one of the world's most powerful radio observatories. Gaining real-time access to all the data gathered by the Very Large Array Observatory is considered a major coup for scientists hunting extraterrestrial life forms, and an indication that the field has gone mainstream. Normal astronomy operations will continue at the Very Large Array Observatory, which was featured in the 1997 film Contact. But under the new arrangement, all data will be duplicated and fed through a dedicated supercomputer that will search for beeps, squawks, and other signature of distant technology. Andrew Simeon, director of the Berkeley SETI Center, said, "The Very Large Array Observatory is being used for an all-sky survey, and we kind of go along for the ride," adding, "It allows us to, in parallel, conduct a SETI survey." Tony Beasley, the director of the National Radio Astronomy Observatory, which runs the VLA, said, "Determining whether we are alone in the universe as technologically capable life is amongst the most compelling questions in science, and our telescopes can play a major role in answering this question." The first phase of the project, installing new cables, has been funded by John Giandria, a senior Apple executive and trustee of the SETI Institute, and Carol Giandria. The Very Large Array Observatory, or VLA project, is one of the wave of upcoming SETI initiatives sketched out at the American Association for the Advancement of Science, AAAS, conference in Seattle, Washington. Jill Tarter, an emeritus researcher at the SETI Institute, gave updates on PanoSETI, a proposed observatory in the prototype stage of development designed to continuously watch a large portion of the sky. If funding is secured, Panasetti will comprise two geodesic domes covered in half-meter lenses, giving in the appearance of a giant pair of insect eyes. The ability to simultaneously watch a vast expanse of sky would make it uniquely suited to spotting transient signals, just as the flash of a distant powerful laser. Ahead of her talk, Jill Tata said, "To catch that kind of thing, you really do want to be looking when the signal comes your way." The veteran SETI scientist said the field had been boosted in the past decade by the discovery that about a fifth of stars host planets in the habitable zone. She said, "Now that there might be more habitable real estate out there than we ever imagined early on, it seems to make this next question about intelligent life more realistic." She added, "It's not as far as on the fringes as it once was. It's almost mainstream science." Others are hunting for less intelligent varieties of alien life. Speaking at the same session of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, Victoria Meadows, who leads NASA's Virtual Planetary Laboratory at the University of Washington, described observations planned with the James Webb Space Telescope, scheduled to launch next year. Three Earth-sized planets orbiting a cool, dim star called TRAPPIST-1 in the constellation of Aquarius will be high up on the hit list. Computer models suggest the TRAPPIST-1 system is amongst the most promising for finding planets with atmospheres and temperatures that would enable liquid water to exist on the surface of the planet. Victoria Meadows said, "The James Webb telescope will be able to tell us whether they have atmospheres like the Earth or Venus," adding, "It gives us our first real chance to search for gases given off by life on another planet. We're basically going to get to study Earth's cousins." Simeon also announced a second tranche of results for the $100 million breakthrough LISTEN initiative. No alien transmissions have been detected so far. The latest survey of the sky, the most comprehensive to date of radio emissions, included the first search of the Earth transit zone. The transit zone search targeted 20 stars in positions where the hypothetical inhabitants of these solar systems would be able to observe the Earth's shadow flickering across the sun. This method of detection has allowed astronomers to identify thousands of exoplanets and determine whether their conditions are potentially habitable. Simeon said, "This turns that around and says, what if some other civilization were watching our sun? If there is, it is either watching quietly or watching from some of the other 200 billion stars in the Milky Way." As the latest technology advances, bringing scientists a step closer to answering the question of whether anyone or anything is out there, there are still issues to be ironed out over best practice in the event that an alien civilization is detected. Stephen Hawking warned against attempting any form of contact, suggesting the outcome for humans would not necessarily be good. Simeon disagrees. He said, "Personally, I think we absolutely should, and I think without a doubt, we would," adding, "Part of being human is wanting to reach out into the unknown and wanting to reach out and make connections." However, he is less decisive about what Earth's message should be. He said, "I don't know. I spend absolutely zero time thinking about that," adding, "I guess I would just say hello."